This is the opening market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Eric Ralph of Comstock for our opening discussion. Eric, what are we seeing taking place on the grains?
Kind of a sleeper today after what I guess by recent comparisons was an exciting day yesterday. Soybeans have hurdled some significant resistance and hopefully can hold on to that strength. Corn just can't get going. We remain range bound, can't get into the $5, can't get a close above $5. We've hit $4.99 three different times and just can't sustain anything from there. The global wheat story is developing pretty interestingly. You've got problems in China, you've got problems in Argentina, Australia, the EU. Paris milling wheat made a multi-month high yesterday. That gave us some strength. If we can keep the wheat from being an anchor to the corn, then I think maybe we've got a chance of getting something going here. So, but right now today, you've got corn in the break down 0.75, beans up 1.5 cents, and wheat down 2 to 4. So kind of quiet, but hopefully we've made some moves here.
Eric, yesterday, I think one of the big stories was everyone keeping an eye on that soybean meal number that was really climbing. What was your takeaway for maybe why we saw that number jump so much yesterday?
Well, we have been seeing some, from a fundamental standpoint, we've been seeing some significant sales of meal, which is kind of unusual, especially this time of year. And so it is, I guess, when you look at the global picture, it's a little easier to explain when you have Argentina as the world's number one exporter of soybean meal. If they don't have the meal, or have logistical issues or whatever the trouble may be. In this case, I just think that they didn't have the beans to facilitate the crush to produce the meal. Therefore, they don't have the meal to export. And what they did have was of lower quality because the beans were of lower quality because of the drought issues they've had for 3 years now. And here we are in another situation where they're coming into their growing season having a lot of trouble with continued drought.
That was Eric Ralph with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Did you get all you can from this year's crop? Next harvest, get 7.2 more corn bushels per acre with the Mighty Micro. Micro Essentials' super powerful granule that does what commodity fertilizers can't. Supercharging your corn with uniform nutrient distribution, increased nutrient uptake, and season-long sulfur availability. 7.2 more bushels per acre definitely adds up. Supercharge your corn yield next spring with the Mighty Micro. Micro Essentials from Mosaic.
December corn up 3 even at 4.95 even. November soybeans up 1 3/4 at 13.12.5. On the Merc, December live cattle down 75 cents at 186.45. November feeder cattle down $1.70 at 248.02. December lean hogs up 72 cents at 68.75. Class 3 milk up 15 cents at 18.69. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.